The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Our topic today is relationship boundaries. I'm a natural doctor and international speaker who loves to show women their power. Call me if you're looking for a speaker for your convention or a woman's event. Relationship boundaries. Wow. Who hasn't had that issue in their life? There's some tips that you're going to learn today about how to keep your own power and not be obsessing about a man. And also, have you ever felt uncomfortable because you felt you were obsessed with him and that if he was moody, that it was your fault? Did you ever think that maybe it was your job just to please him every moment of the day that his eyes were open? And did you ever feel frustrated that he didn't commit to you? He just kind of gave you some, let's call it love crumbs, and that you're picking up whatever you could. This is what we're talking about today, relationship boundaries. We have a caller on the line. Hi, Jordana.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great. So what is it you would like to do and share with the listeners about changing your life around relationship boundaries?
Well, I'd like to learn some extra boundaries. Growing up, I never had many myself. I didn't learn proper boundaries, and I'd like to learn a few extra to get on the right track to attract the right partner.
So tell us in the past, what type of relationships did you have?
Mentally abusive, a lot of them. Some of them physically abusive.
So
it's
what was
getting a little bit better now. But
so what was going in your mind at that time? When you first had those situations, what was going on in your head when they were mentally abusing you?
What am I doing wrong?
Right. So you automatically thought it was your fault.
Yes.
All right. And so now, are you in a relationship right now?
I am.
And how does this person treat you now?
He's pretty good to me. With the odds up and down, he gets a little upset, but it was going back to what you're saying and taking on when he gets grouchy, when I think it's my fault. I'd like to break that pattern.
All right, so it's all about pleasing the man, pleasing the man. So would you say that this man is the best relationship you've ever had, the one you have now?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, some of you may not know I do this as a natural doctor, but my expertise is in kinesiology. I can read energy over the phone, over the internet, in person. Energy is energy. So I've been trained to do this. So I'm going to check her body and ask her body what it is she needs to do so she can create strong relationship boundaries. All right. You just have to relax. You don't have to do a thing. And we're going to see what your beautiful body tells you. Lung, heart, lung, liver, gallbladder, stomach, pancreas, spleen. The emotion is in her spleen. Let's see what it is. Disgust, nervous, hopelessness, lack of control. Is it her lack of control? Yes. All righty. What is your lack of control, Jordana? In a relationship, where do you feel you're not in control?
them hurting me, my heart?
Nope.
With them changing and becoming a different person after the honeymoon stage is settled in?
Ah, giving up who you are. Okay, so she doesn't feel in control of keeping her power and not giving up who she is. That's it. Okay, so why do you think you believe that? Why do you think that you would give your power up as a woman and become someone else?
Oh, I suppose because I don't believe I'm worth to be treated very well after a while. Once I get to know me.
Okay, that's not true. But let me just see how old this belief system is, when you developed it, at what age? Conception to birth, 1 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 10, 11, 12, 13. So you were about 13 years old when you developed the belief system that it's not okay to keep your power. So what happened at about 13?
13, I hit grade 8.
What does that mean?
I guess different people, different society altogether from elementary school, but I don't know exactly.
So this is what we're discussing, is that at 13, somehow you had the impression it's not okay to be you. Now, why would you think that? Why would you think it's not okay to be you? What's wrong?
Well, I didn't really know who I was. I had a very abusive father that didn't like me if I did anything good or bad, so I didn't really know who I was.
Okay. So let's say this for you. I'm going to ask her to repeat some forgivenesses in relation to the belief system that she has, that she's not in control of being who she really is, and we're talking about the 13-year-old girl. So would you please repeat this for yourself? I forgive the 13-year-old girl inside of me for believing.
I forgive the 13-year-old girl inside of me for believing.
That it's not safe to be who I really am without punishment.
It's not safe to be who I am without punishment.
And breathe.
And breathe.
I forgive my father for beating me.
I forgive my father for beating me.
And breathe. So, what would your father say to you? What would cause him to want to be abusive to you?
He was an alcoholic. This is what I've pieced together when I'm older. Really, I don't believe it, but this is what people say. He just didn't like me very much, and he drank a lot, and he had a bad temper, and he took it out on me.
Okay, so, but why? Like, did you do things to irritate him, or were you walking on eggshells? Because if you live with an alcoholic, we become codependent. And it's part of what we're saying with no boundaries. You know, you walk on eggshells and you're not sure what's going to happen.
I was walking on very, very light eggshells of fear.
Okay.
I didn't really know what was right or what was wrong in his eyes. Mostly all of it was.
Let's say this. I forgive my father for loving the alcohol more than he loved me.
I forgive my father for loving the alcohol more than he loved me.
I forgive myself for believing that there's something wrong with me.
I forgive myself for believing there's something wrong with me.
I forgive myself for believing that I can't forgive my father for not knowing how to love me.
I forgive myself for believing that I can't forgive my father for not knowing how to love me.
And I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
Forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
I forgive myself for believing that I will always attract men that are abusive towards me at some level.
I forgive myself for believing that I will always attract men that are abusive to me in some level.
Sigh. And I forgive myself for believing that I can't forgive my father easily and effortlessly.
I forgive myself for believing I cannot forgive my father easily and effortlessly.
Now, my question is this. Did your father ever make comments about you that were unhealthy? About being a
Yes.
Do you remember any that stood out?
He always called me useless and good for nothing.
I forgive my father for telling me that I was good for nothing.
I forgive my father for telling me I was good for nothing.
I ask my father to forgive me for believing him that that's true.
I ask my father to forgive him for believing him that that is true.
Say that again. I ask my father to forgive me.
I ask my father to forgive me.
For believing him.
For believing him.
That that's true.
That that is true.
And breathe. So when you're raised and you have this comment thrown at you that you're good for nothing, of course you didn't know this as a child or growing up, but when a person says that to another person, they're really talking about themselves. So my question to you is, what happened to your father when he was growing up?
When I hear a story, obviously something, but he doesn't talk about his past a whole lot. I know that he was given up for adoption, but his grandma took him in, who was extremely rich and I guess spoiled him. So I don't, he doesn't talk about, this is what I've heard. So I don't really know. I think maybe anger from being given up.
That's right. Maybe so. But you do understand that when we go into judgment towards someone else, we cannot see that judgment unless we have it ourselves.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when your dad was being unkind to you and he was saying you're good for nothing, somehow he felt or was told he was good for nothing. So do you always remember your dad drinking? Because sometimes people start drinking years down the road. What happened? Do you remember?
I always remember him drinking, always. It was normal to have 20 beer a day and then rye.
Wow. What was your mother doing when he was drinking?
She worked a lot. She wasn't there a lot. And if she was, she got home and it was like 6 or 7. And then she just made dinner and would watch TV with us. And then we'd go to bed at 8.
Okay. I forgive myself if I never told my mother what was going on.
I forgive myself for not telling my mother what was going on.
I forgive myself for believing all men are like my father.
I forgive myself for believing all men are like my father.
I forgive myself for believing no matter what I do, I'll never be good enough.
I forgive myself for believing no matter what I do, I'll never be good enough.
And I forgive myself for believing that I can't get over this.
Forgive myself for believing that I cannot get over this.
Stay with us. We're just going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to take a break. Thank you so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Today's episode is Relationship Boundaries. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Our topic today is relationship boundaries. We have a wonderful guest on today named Jordana, and we're just breaking belief systems of what she had to go through because of being abused by her father, and she's doing a fabulous job. What we want to do is teach her and teach you that it's very, very important to have boundaries in your relationship and not to give up who you are as a woman or as a man, because lots of times men give their power away too. So my question to you, Jordana, is did you ever go out with a man who didn't have any power and you had the power?
Right now.
You're going out with someone right now? Okay,
yes.
And how does that feel for you?
Sometimes safe and sometimes frustrating.
So what's frustrating for you about him?
Well, I wish he didn't give me so much power and held some of his own.
Okay. So you're a very strong woman. And this man's personality is strong, but in a quieter way. And so what you are doing is you want to teach him to keep his own power. And that's a good lesson for you to learn and for him to learn.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to disrespect him in any way either.
Right. Because you will not become your father.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
You're not going to overpower your relationship. So let's say this. Thank you, Dad, for teaching me what not to be as a woman.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me what not to be as a woman.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me that I will be kind and loving and patient as a woman.
Thank you, Dad, for teaching me I will be kind and loving and patient as a woman.
And I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
And I forgive myself for being so hard on myself all these years.
What is it that you need from a man more than anything? Just name three things that you absolutely need. Being who you are from a man so you can keep your power and your strength.
I need him to be patient, supportive, and spiritual.
All right, so those are criteria. Patient, supportive, and spiritual. So you are the walking example of someone who came from an alcoholic mentally, physically abusive home, and you chose to take the goodness out of that experience because you could have turned around and what?
Well, gave in.
What could you have done?
Relationship.
Yes, you could have. So isn't this beautiful that people need to learn and understand that no matter what your background, you choose to imitate your parents or you choose to change what your parents imitated into a positive for yourself and possibly for them. So that's a wonderful, wonderful lesson, what she's teaching all of us. Let's say this, Jordana, I forgive myself for believing I need to look for things wrong with me.
I forgive myself for believing I need to look for things wrong with me.
I forgive myself for believing if there's nothing wrong with me, I'll find something.
I forgive myself for believing if there's nothing wrong with me, I'll find something.
So what we'd like to do is check and see if she accepts any of this. Does her body accept this? Yes. Does she need any more forgiveness, permission, choice, affirmation, anything on the female side, subconscious, male, fear, soul? So you have a soul message. Let's see what your beautiful soul is saying. Lung, heart, lung, liver, gallbladder, stomach, pancreas, spleen, disgust, nervous, hopelessness, lack of control. So what your soul is saying to you is you've always been in control of your thoughts and actions. You've just forgotten. That's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
You've always been in control of your thoughts and your actions. You've just forgotten. Very good. So now I'd like to ask you this. Let's put the focus back on you when we're talking about relationships and about you being afraid that it's not okay to be you. So did you ever let go of your sweetness? Did you ever let go of doing things you wanted to do with others and put the hold button on in your life because you were wondering what he wanted to do before you made plans?
Always.
And so where did that take you? When you did that, what happened to you? What changed
you? When I let go of what I wanted?
Yes.
I suppose after a while you get resentful in times.
What made you stop the relationship? When did you have enough?
With my exes?
Yes.
Usually when they've totally discounted me altogether as a person and just worried about themselves.
Okay, so it was all about them and you didn't counter matter.
Mm-hmm.
So by putting the focus back on you right now, what is it that you've committed to yourself that you will never allow again in a relationship?
There's a few. I'd never allow them to physically hit me again.
Okay. That's your number one commitment?
I might have overpowered that one. And I mean, the one that I have trouble with in boundary-wise is what is proper way how to speak to me.
Okay. So that's something you're learning. So how do you want a man to speak to you?
Kindly, gently, but I know people get in bad moods sometimes and they forget that, but I get offended.
So let's say this for you. I forgive myself for believing that I need to take it personally when they have a bad moment.
I forgive myself for believing I need to take it personally when men have a bad moment.
I forgive myself for believing if he's silent, that means there's something wrong.
I forgive myself for believing if he's silent, that means there's something wrong.
All right, so what other commitment have you made to yourself that you'll never do again in a relationship? Number one, I will not allow anybody to hurt me mentally, or physically? Mm-hmm. What else?
I just want to be happy.
So you want to be happy, but what do you need from him?
Support.
Okay, what kind of support?
Mentally and physically sometimes. If I'm struggling, then it would be nice if someone offered help.
Okay, so when you say you're struggling physically, what do you mean?
Like if I'm having trouble making ends meet.
Okay. Okay, so monetarily, money-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like financial support. What do you believe you're deserving and worthy of when it comes to money in a relationship?
Well, I usually do it all on my own. I've never really had anyone help me financially.
So when you're in a relationship, is it important for you for the man to contribute and support you? Or are you just trying to prove you can do it on your own?
I know I can do it on my own, but it would be nice if someone helped out.
Okay, so this is where it's important for you to say this. I forgive myself for believing I'm not worthy and deserving of choosing a man who makes fair sums of money.
I forgive myself for believing I'm not worthy and deserving of choosing a man who makes fair sums of money.
I forgive myself for believing if I have all the money, that means I have all the control.
Forgive myself for believing if I have all the money means I have all the control.
So isn't that interesting? So in your commitment to yourself, there's a part of you that I would like you to consider committing that you attract, and I want you to fill in the blank. I choose to attract a man who
makes a good income.
Okay. And so what is considered a good income for you? 30,000, 40,000, 100,000, 200. What is a comfortable number for you?
Well, for kids these days, it's almost like you need a $100,000 income.
There you go. All right. So we're going to come back in just a moment and get Jordana's answer. Thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. We're going to be back in just a few minutes after the break. Thank you so much for listening.
Be visionary. Be extraordinary. Be the change. This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Our topic today is relationship boundaries. Our guest is talking about the boundaries she needs to set up for herself so she can attract the perfect relationship for her and also have support on a monetary level rather than her making the money and doing everything herself. She's just choosing right now to find a line of, okay, what is it that I would like him to earn per year? She's looking at that fine line dollar-wise of what her comfort zone is. Welcome back, Jordana.
Hi.
So, Jordana, we were just talking about money, and you said it seems like these days people need to make how much?
Like $100,000 or more to have a comfortable life with children, and I'd like children.
Absolutely. So then you are worthy and deserving to ask for any dollar value you choose. And it's not about the money. It's about creating a lifestyle, and it's about feeling secure because you will be working too as well. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
All right. So do you feel comfortable asking for that in a relationship that a man makes $100,000 or more per year?
Kind of. I feel like, I don't know, sometimes I separate money and love.
Okay. Did you see that in your upbringing as a child?
Oh, my parents never really had a lot of money, I suppose. And yeah, I did more with my stepdad. Yes, I did, actually.
Okay. Okay.
More as a teenager.
So what did you learn from him around money?
That without money, you shouldn't be loved.
Ah. Help us understand that. Without
well, money,
money
came first.
Oh.
And he said, if you don't have money, you're a loser. And maybe that's why I choose men without money, just to prove they're not losers.
Oh, what a beautiful breakthrough. I forgive myself for believing.
I forgive that myself for believing that.
That men who don't have money are losers.
Men that don't have money are losers.
And breathe. I ask my stepfather to forgive me.
I ask my stepfather to forgive me.
For believing.
For believing.
That I'll choose losers just to prove him wrong.
That I will choose losers just to prove him wrong.
I forgive my stepfather for believing that money is everything in a relationship.
I forgive my stepfather for believing that money is everything in a relationship.
Was your stepfather raised wealthy?
No.
So he didn't have a lot of money when he was being raised?
No.
So he developed a belief that somehow as a child, something kicked in him and said, I won't be a loser if I have a lot of money, so I'm just going to keep making a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess.
So he shifted a belief system just the way you did when you said, I'm not going to allow myself to be mentally or physically abused from the upbringing that I was raised in. He turned around and said from his upbringing, from having a lack of money, that he said, okay, money's everything right now because when I have money, therefore, I believe I won't be a loser. Can you see the similarity but different belief systems? I forgive my stepfather for believing his only value is money.
I forgive my stepfather for believing his only value is money.
I forgive myself for believing I'll suffer financially just to prove him wrong.
I forgive myself for believing I will suffer financially just to prove him wrong.
I forgive myself for believing I will use him as an excuse to stay stuck financially.
I forgive myself for believing I will use him as an excuse to stay stuck financially.
What else do you want to forgive him for?
Oh, putting money over his family.
Over love. Mm-hmm. Over his family. So your perception is that he loves money more than he loves his family.
Yeah.
And if he was on the line right now, would he agree with you?
No.
What would he say?
He would say that's not true.
Okay. So what is the relationship boundary that you have to have with him? What are the boundaries?
I have to just agree and not say anything how I feel.
That's not having a boundary then. So what you're saying is that you have no boundary in expressing yourself with him around what we're discussing, relationships and money. What you're saying is that it's not safe to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Now, if you have an opinion about money and relationships, what do you believe will happen?
He just gets angry, yells over top of you, will not listen, and then just talk at you for hours. It's no point in having an opinion.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing it's not safe to have a voice because I pay too high of a price.
I forgive myself for believing it's not safe to have a voice because I pay too high of a price.
I forgive myself for believing that I'll never have a good relationship with proper boundaries.
I forgive myself for believing I'll never have a relationship with proper boundaries.
I forgive myself for believing my opinion doesn't counter matter as a woman.
I forgive myself for believing my opinion doesn't counter matter as a woman.
So, it's very, very important that you have a connection with your stepfather and that you feel safe. So, what are you willing to do about that?
I don't know.
So I want you to think
I
about
just
this.
I just lose my voice and say nothing and just pretend. I just kind of exist in front of him.
Okay, we don't want that to happen. I do need to ask you this question, though. Is there any similarities he has to your birth father?
Yeah, kind of. I never counted to him either, so.
So I forgive the little girl inside of me for believing I don't matter to any of my birth father or my stepfather.
I forgive the little girl inside of me for believing I don't matter to my stepfather or my real father.
I think you're missing an important message here. Number one, you came into this world and your mother married your father. So this has to do with the choices that your mother made for the man in her life and the choices of how she was as a woman and her strengths or lack of. So of course, the little girl is getting a confused message about where her power is. Then,
yeah.
She divorced your father and she married your stepfather. She's with your stepfather who has money but is not physically abusive, correct?
Right.
And you're still not feeling connected. But the common denominator is that it's who your mother is choosing. It's not who you're choosing, but it's how you're reacting to her choices. Can you see how that little girl needs to be aware of that?
Yeah.
So I forgive myself for believing that I need to take it personally because I don't feel connected.
I forgive myself for believing I need to take it personally because I don't feel connected.
I forgive myself for believing that men are abusive and don't pay attention to me.
I forgive myself for believing men are abusive and don't pay attention to me.
So, Jordana, just hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. We're going to take a break. Please come back and join us. Our topic today is relationship boundaries. See you in just a few minutes.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Every moment that we live provides us with numerous opportunities to grow more deeply spiritually through our active engagement in positive, concrete ways that can uplift, encourage, and help ourselves and each other. Become a part of Our Sacred Journey with your host, Audrey Katagawa. Our program will include guests who will share their experiences with you to inspire you to help create a peaceful, cooperative present and future, and to explore your creativity and the valuable contributions which you can make. Our Sacred Journey airs live Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on 7th Wave.
This is the 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Thanks for listening. Our topic today is relationship boundaries. We're just going to go back to our guest, Jordana, who's breaking belief systems that she has around her father and her stepfather. Hi, Jordana.
Hi.
Hi. So, how are you feeling right now?
I have a little bit vulnerable.
Okay.
I have a little bit of a headache.
You have a little bit of a headache. So are you having a headache because of what we're talking about?
I think so. I get a little bit. I get headaches when I get stressed.
All right. Thank you for saying that. So let's say this. I forgive myself for believing I physically have to suffer because I don't get the love I need from my father and stepfather.
Forgive myself for believing I physically have to suffer because I don't get the love I needed from my father and my stepfather.
And breathe. I forgive myself for using them as an excuse not to love myself.
I forgive myself for using them as an excuse not to love myself.
I forgive myself for believing I can't commit to myself until my stepfather commits to loving me.
I forgive myself for believing I cannot commit to myself
until my stepfather commits to loving me.
I forgive my stepfather for not knowing how to love me the way I want him to.
I forgive my stepfather for not knowing how to love me the way I would like him to.
What else do you want to forgive him for?
Never listening.
I forgive my stepfather for never listening to my opinion or my feelings.
I forgive my stepfather for never listening to my opinion or my feelings.
What else? Where else did he not listen?
Well, he just loves differently.
How does he love?
He loves with money. He'll
right.
give you money or he'll buy you something and he thinks that that's all just the way it should be.
So have you told him that that does not make me happy? Buying me gifts and giving me money doesn't make me happy, that what I want is your love?
Kind of, but I don't think he cares what makes me happy.
I forgive my stepfather for believing he only knows how to give me money or spend money on me to show that he loves me.
I forgive my stepfather for believing he only knows how to spend money or show or spend money on me, I don't know.
In order to love me.
In order to show me he loves me.
And breathe. I forgive myself for believing I've lost who I am in my self-esteem because men don't know how to love me.
I forgive myself for believing I've lost who I am in my self-esteem because men do not know how to love me.
I forgive myself for believing because a man doesn't know what I need, there's something wrong with me.
I forgive myself for believing because a man doesn't know what I need, there's something wrong with me.
I forgive myself for giving up who I am and not having a voice to keep the peace.
I forgive myself for giving up who I am and not having a voice just to keep the peace.
I forgive myself for believing I need to waste my energy on what men think of me any longer.
I forgive myself for believing I need to waste my energy on what men think of me any longer.
Let's see if you accept this. Does her body accept this? Yes. Does she need any more forgiveness, permission, choice, affirmation? Anything on the female side, subconscious, male, fear, soul. Beautiful. That's great. You did a wonderful, wonderful job. So what's important for you to remember, Jordana, is that you keep your commitments to you. So let's review that. Your number one commitment is?
To myself or?
Yes, to keep relationships and keep the boundaries in a healthy situation. What's your number one commitment to you?
Be more understanding.
That you're going to be more understanding towards yourself? Because we're talking
towards
about
others.
No. This is about you're making a vow to Jordana. And that vow to Jordana is I will never what? My commitment to me so I can set boundaries in relationships is?
I don't have any. I've never thought of that question. It's actually a very good one.
So this is about...
I just choose to be happy and I'll never let a man abuse me physically or... and I will try not to let him abuse me mentally.
There you go. So I will never allow a man to physically abuse me, and I will not allow a man to mentally abuse me. So when you say try, that means you just need to know some tips on how to respond to him when he's mentally abusing you. And one of those tips is this, because he may not know he's mentally abusing you.
Exactly.
And you say this to him, I do not give you permission to speak to me this way.
I do not give you permission, okay.
I do not give you permission to speak to me this way. That's a huge, huge commitment. Number two, okay. You don't pick men that are mentally or physically abusive. You have to remember something. You're the one who give them your phone number.
Yeah.
And as soon as you see a sign of mental abuse, you have to nip it in the butt right away.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to nip that in the butt right away. So this is about you. So I'd like you to write down, after we get off the phone, I would like you to write down commitments you're willing to make to yourself and put the focus back on you about what you want. Is that fair?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Georgiana,
Thank
for
you.
Being our guest today.
Thank
Bye for now.
So bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that she's made a commitment to herself to honor and value who she is and to not allow anybody to treat her in a certain way? So she will continue, I'm sure, to do some more work. I'd like to thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Rose Backman. Our topic next week is called No More Excuses. We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.